Ramble.
All right, guys, we are fresh off the plane back from our fourth Pretty Basic live show. And I have to tell you, while we were on the plane getting off, this man reached up to take down his luggage. And I thought he was really cute while walking on already. And then I noticed he had a watch on. And I'm not kidding. I was like, wow, add 10 points. I'm not like, this actually happened this morning in my head. I don't know about you, but I think when anybody, but obviously when guys that I'm into wear watches, I think they get like 10 times hotter, especially movement watches.
I was gonna say, I have been obsessed with my movement watch.
They're so pretty. I like all their designs. I have this like silver one with a white marble background that is so me and matches with like everything I wear. I'm obsessed with it.
See, the one that I got was actually black with gold hardware, and we all know Alicia only wears silver all the time, but occasionally when I wear like my Gucci belt or like something like that that has gold, I need something to complete the look, and I just feel like a watch is so perfect for that.
Yeah, totally. Just finish that look up.
So if you haven't heard of Movement Watches, they're one of the fastest growing watch companies in the world right now because they have an iconic minimalist design. So Movement Watches start at just $95, which is actually not bad at all. And you're guaranteed to find something that you love that also will not break your bank.
Also, I love mine so much that when my brother's girlfriend's birthday rolled around, I gave her one too. And she looks so cute in it. I actually got her the black and gold one that you have.
Oh my God, I love that.
So get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com/basic.
See why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. Go to movement.com/basic.
That's MVMT.com/basic and join the movement.
Pretty Basic.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Oh, my God. This feels so weird right now.
What feels weird is, we haven't been in the studio in a while, it feels like. However, we've done 4 live shows in between, so I feel like we've been talking a lot, but at the same time, it feels like I haven't done this in a long time.
Oh my God, I got out of my car after talking to my aunt on the phone, and she's like, you need a break. You talk so much. I was like, apparently people want to hear me talk still.
No, yeah.
I don't know why.
Weirdly, we still have stuff to talk about.
Do you feel comfortable right now? I feel like oddly like more comfortable than usual right
now. Yeah.
I think the live shows really...
Well, I think the difference between, 300 people versus 4 people in a room...
True. Not even forts, too. It's just them two watching us. Yeah. And then
I was counting us.
Count us. Well, in case you missed it, I see why am I. We... Oh, my God, I killed that.
I didn't even realize where you were going with that.
That was really good of me. We are fresh, literally fresh off the plane from Tempe, Arizona, and we just finished our 4th live show. Was it today? No. I'm so jumbled up. I'm so jumbled.
Too.
Yesterday, we finished our last live show for our little 4-show mini tour thing, and it was such an incredible experience.
It's so weird because I don't even know how to explain it. It was just, we've done meetups before, countless meetups in our lives.
More than I could ever,
more than I could count. I would love, wouldn't it be cool to be able to know how many people we've actually met in a meetup form? Or even just subscribers?
I think my mind would just be like blown.
Like, if I was told I've met like 10,000 people, like that's crazy.
I can't even count to 10,000.
For real.
That is so true.
Something about these 4 shows was so special.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so different.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
Yeah, well, also, next week's episode, my contact just almost flipped out of my eye. Did you see that?
I didn't, but I saw you blinking like crazy.
Sorry. Now I feel comfortable just, like, leaving all this in after the live show because you just say it all. Kevin, leave it in. Sorry, I'm back. Next week's episode, we decided that we wanted to air one of the episodes since we know that not everybody lives in San Diego, San Francisco, LA, or Tempe. So we thought that for those who wanted to be there but couldn't, and we thought that we'd just like put it out there for you guys so you could hear kind of like the live show experience. It's going to be different than this, obviously, but I loved it so much.
Exactly. We only did 4 shows in Southern California and Arizona, and I feel so bad. We saw so many people saying like, please come to Texas, please come
New
to
York.
Chicago, like all these different places, and we're so sorry that we weren't able to go there, but maybe one day we'll do something like that. So if so, let us know where we should go. Where you'd love to see a Pretty Basic something or come meet us or whatever.
Hang out.
But again, we're aware that not everyone could come, so we thought it'd be fun to put one of them live. I'm excited.
I think what's really interesting, so today we thought we'd just like recap the shows and then also just like update you guys on our lives.
Okay, we haven't seen each other in 5 hours, I think, total.
So much has happened, you guys, in 5 hours.
No, I feel like I have so much to update you on.
You too?
Like, not really, but kind of.
I had, oh my God, a life-changing moment about myself. Loved that for me. We'll talk about it later. But 4 shows. We'll talk about this first. Also, we haven't even updated them on weekend 2 of Coachella.
Oh my God.
So crazy.
I feel like we could summarize that pretty quick, though.
Very quickly. Okay, let's do Coachella. Well, yeah, because last time we recorded, we were talking about Coachella weekend 1.
Weekend 1 was the last one.
And then right after that, we literally finished recording and then like went to Coachella.
Went to weekend 2. To summarize, honestly, it was kind of more fun than weekend 1 in such different ways, mm-hmm. like fun-wise. Weekend 2 was so good. I think we had no expectations and it ended up being so much fun just because we were just living our lives and like met up with like friends and even hanging out with Lily was like so much fun.
Oh my God, Lily Marston. I've been texting her all day. I'm obsessed with her. She's so fun. We just had like a good time. I made a beautiful personal growth moment, which I shared accidentally when I didn't know Alicia was recording me, was that at weekend 1, we listened to... what's the song? Good as Hell by Lizzo.
Lizzo.
At weekend 1, I was sobbing because I was, like, emotional and sad. Weekend 2, I was, like, thriving. And I was like, wow, in 1 week, I really turned this around for myself. Like, personal growth. Love that. I think that was such a beautiful moment. We had so many fun, just, like, times dancing.
Like, more just living in the moment. Even the first part of Saturday, that first day that we went, there was a few times I started thinking about the weekend before and kind of missing it. And I had to really like stop my thoughts from thinking that and say, no, Alicia, this is a different experience. It's going to be different. It's okay. Let it be what it is. And I think that's something anyone can kind of relate to. You know, there's times you go back to, I don't know, the same restaurant or the same party or whatever. Like there's times in your life where you want to compare a year ago versus today, or like, oh, the last time, or even, oh, I went here with my ex.
I was going to just say, when you go someplace that you went with someone that you used to,
significant other, yeah. Or like even just an old best friend or something, it's so hard not to compare. But I think we did a really good job in letting the first weekend be what it was and finding new memories in the second weekend and not just being like, oh my God, the other one was so much better. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish we had everyone else here, which we had so much fun with friends and they were just completely different. And I think we've decided we will always go back for weekend 2.
Oh my God, yes. I had a really fun moment. We were at YG. We were in the artist pit. We were just like dancing. I love YG. I was doing my little left right dance and I was like having this moment where I was like, I'm just so happy to be here. Like I had like a thank you next moment in my head where I was like thinking about a lot of people in the past and like I was kind of sad and I was like, you know what, no, thank you next. Like I love them, I wish them the best, I hope that they're doing well, but like you should be happy you're here, mm-hmm. in this moment, like with amazing people, like you're watching like one of your favorite artists perform. I believe Ty Dolla Sign had come out, like all these people were out there. It was so fun. And then I looked to my right, I was like, thank you next. In my head, I looked to my right, Ariana Grande's 2 best friends,
oh yeah,
are next to me, probably judging me because I was like twerking my butt off, but mm-hmm. they were like right next to me and they were literally in the thank you next music video. And I was like, wow, like what a weird, like the universe was sending me a sign right then and there, like, girl, you're good,
full moment, thank you next,
thank you next, bitch. Anyways, that was our weekend 2 wrap up.
Yeah, I feel like that wraps it up perfectly. We had a really good time. Don't regret it, going back next year and living in the moment.
Beautiful,
beautiful. Okay, guys, I am so excited for summer because I mentioned this before, but I actually got some new furniture from Article. They're these 2 lawn chairs. I brought them out back while it was sunny, got my tan on. I was doing some emails. It was kind of like a girl boss moment.
Ooh.
Loved it. It was amazing. I'm not even kidding. These chairs are so nice because they're so stylish, but also really inexpensive.
What I think is really cool about Article is that they actually cut out the middleman to directly sell you the goods and keep the prices low. Furniture can get so expensive. We actually have a friend who just got a house, mm-hmm. and she was telling us how just it stacks up so quickly, buying all like, you know, bedding or just a bed in general, tables, chairs, everything. Like it adds up so quickly. And I feel like this would be great for her.
Well, and the shipping is what really adds up quickly when you buy furniture online. But they actually have a flat rate of $49 anywhere in the US and Canada for shipping, which is awesome. Or with free basic shipping on all orders over $999.
In-stock items are delivered in 2 weeks or less, and there's additional options for in-room delivery and assembly of systems, which I always utilize that because I cannot build furniture for the life of me. Oh, and also the best part is that there's a 30-day return policy with simple returns and exchanges.
So Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/basic.
Go to article.com/basic and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/basic to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, live shows.
Was that right after? We got back on Sunday and then live shows started Wednesday.
No, we came back Monday.
Oh my God, did we come back? We're insane.
There was so much traffic. It took all day Monday to come back.
Oh my God.
Then we had Tuesday free and I filmed
but
that
Tuesday,
day.
Tuesday, you had to come over at night because we had a plan for the live show.
I had a film. I had a mental breakdown. First one in a long time of just being so stressed with so much to do. And I remember having a moment while I was crying, thinking of myself last year, and keep in mind my like burnout year anniversaries coming up on Mother's Day is when I posted my like taking a break video.
Oh my God.
And I thought back to a year ago and I was thinking, how did I live like that? Cause that one day, Tuesday last week, is how I felt all the time in my life, like last year. That was so normal for me to like randomly have a breakdown, start crying, being stressed, overworked, burnt out. And having one moment like that last week, I was just so shocked that that's how I lived.
It's so scary when something or a way that you're feeling or like a certain type of like lifestyle that you start to adapt to, you start to believe that it's normal and it becomes normalcy to you and all these sorts of things.
You like adapt to it.
It's so crazy. And it's just like we always say, like you didn't realize like how sad you were at one point until you become happy. Just like now you are more stable with your emotions and in your workplace and everything. So you look back, you're like, how did I do that?
Oh, I have no idea. Like, no idea. Also, last week I had so many cravings and I was like, oh, and I had a moment and I told you, I was like, oh, it's because I was stressed because I found out I'm a stress eater.
You're a stress eater.
So my body was just wanting to eat. But also with this whole fitness thing, I was really trying not to go there because I don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. But I was so confused and I realized like, wow, our bodies are so interesting in how we all deal with things, like whether it's stress or anxiety or trauma or whatever, like we all deal with things so differently. And it helped me be easier on myself, realizing like, hey, it's okay. You're stressed. That's why you were really wanting candy. That's why you almost like had a binge night. That's okay. Find out why you're stressed. Fix that. And so we've come a long way since then. But that was Tuesday, our one free day.
I think it's cool that your body just reacts in that sort of way,
though. That's
so
weird.
It's so interesting.
It's different for everyone. Like, some people are like,
I'm not a stress eater at all.
See, some people
I don't eat when I'm stressed.
That they need to go on a run. I wish that was me. I've had friends in my life that they're so anxious. They're like, I need to run. And that's their coping mechanism.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm like, why do I have to reach for the fridge?
I mean, but that's normal. It's normal. That's okay.
I know. But I think, like, yeah.
I think that's so cool, though.
It's so weird.
Glad that you had that moment. What did I do Tuesday? I don't know.
I came over at night. And we were planning out the live shows.
I have the worst memory, you guys. I don't even know. Anyways, had a normal day probably. Oh, Tuesday, I hung out with our friend all day and their puppy.
Oh, yeah.
My sweet Dakota. Love him. Yeah, we hung out all day. Yeah, Tuesday night we planned the shows. Then Wednesday we did the first LA show, which we were so... Were you nervous?
Not really. I remember being like, should I be more nervous?
Oh, my God. You guys, we got... Like, I was totally fine. We got to the venue. We had to get to the venue every day at like 2-ish because of like sound check and getting ready and everything. And then the show didn't actually start till like 7 or 8 every night. So we were there for like a long time prepping. And the first night was obviously LA. So our friends, our family were there.
We had so many friends there.
So many. And it was so fun. But I didn't know. And in the beginning, I was like a little bit, it made me more nervous that like our friends and family were there because I didn't want to disappoint them and like it put some pressure on. Now I'm really glad because it actually did really comfort me. I remember beforehand, we were all in the green room and I was getting my hair touched up. You were like talking to someone. You were like totally chill. I've talked about this before. I've always had like stage fright. And I get so nervous. I almost threw up. I did throw up in the morning. I didn't tell you this.
You didn't tell me.
I threw up in the morning because I get so like physically ill and scared. And so I've been doing this since I was a kid, since like competitive dancing. Love that my mom forced me to do that. Good job, mom. But I remember we were all like talking and all our friends and family and like everybody was back there. And our friend Timmy was sitting next to me. He was like facing me, just like talking, like asking me. He was just updating me on his life. I was updating him on mine. And he was talking, and I kid you not, it's like I lost all hearing. I just remember looking at him and being like, don't throw up, Remy. Don't throw up. Don't throw up. Don't throw up. Don't. He's wearing a really nice shirt. I bet he paid a lot of money for this shirt, Remy. Don't throw up. Don't. And I like was so close. Also, I'm sorry if I'm triggering anyone to like, if this is gross, but I was so close to like being sick. And then even remember before we walked on stage, like I was so terrified.
I thought you were like kind of joking, like, I'm going to throw up. I didn't realize you, like,
I was going to throw up. I was going to.
Oh, my God.
I'm okay now. We're good. But I'm glad that, like, our friends and, like, having our family there and, like, everybody was just, like, cheering us on. I needed that. I don't know if you needed that. I needed that.
No, at first I didn't like the idea that our first show was LA, so it's, like, a whole bunch of friends and family. Mm-hmm. But especially during it, like, hearing them cheer and scream and stuff, like, that made me feel really, like, comfortable and excited. And it added a lot, I feel like.
Oh, my God, completely. It was just fun. I think it made us just, like, so much more comfortable.
Yeah, knowing that they were there. It was really cool.
I think what's interesting, too, is we won't go through every single show, but we went to LA. Next thing, we went to San Francisco. Then we went to San Diego and then Arizona. Tempe. And then what I think is really interesting is between the four shows, we started off the first one. I mean, it's just you and I. Like, we decided what we want to talk about and we made outlines and things. And I think the first show was such a show because we thought that we had to, like, put it on for people. Yeah. And then by the last show, we realized, like, no, we, like, people just are coming because they want to hear us talk like this. Like right now. Yeah. And so by the fourth show, I think we really got it. I think the fourth show is the one we're going to release.
That's my favorite one.
Me too. I was really...
We touched on everything.
Oh my God. We covered all way too much.
We probably did. I think the whole thing was like 1 hour and 20, which like we'll definitely cut. But... Oh, we talked.
The fitness instructor story. I can't believe we're putting that out there.
We kind of exposed each other a little bit.
Like, we really did. But it was so fun. At every show, I feel like we had friends come out for the most part. Friends like our benefit friends. Work came up to the San Francisco show. We had some friends in San Diego. Kaylee came out. It was so fun and such an incredible experience. And I think what's really cool is when we come in to like record here, I don't think we've talked about this, but we don't like realize it's just us sitting and talking. Like we do this
all the time.
Literally.
Right before we were even recording, we were just like updating each other.
Exactly. On the past 5 hours.
Yeah.
And so this is so normal. And then, you know, YouTube videos, they're so much more produced and there's so much more that goes into them and planning and things. And so I don't know. It's hard to express into words the difference between the two, but I feel like the YouTube videos are a show. Mm-hmm. There's editing, there's transitions, there's like coloring.
You have to know what you're
putting out there. And then there's a lot that goes into that. Whereas this is just like, we're giving up control. We come in, we sit, have a conversation, Kevin edits, and then it goes out. And so we don't really think about it as much and we don't have much control over it.
It's also hard to see a perspective because we actually mentioned this in one of the shows of how there are analytics for the podcast, but compared to YouTube, where at any time you can sign in, see how your video is performing, see how many views you have in a year, see how many views you've had in the past day, how much money you're making on each thing, who you're reaching, what's your demo, where they're coming from. You can see everything at any time you want. And it's actually, it can be easy to get obsessed with it. I definitely used to be like every 2 hours, like refreshing your video and be like, what are the views at now? What are they at now? Where with this podcast, like there are analytics and we do have access to it like through our teams and stuff.
However, but I like that you and I never ask.
We never ask. And I kind of like the fact that we don't know because it's just us coming in and recording opposed to being like, oh, that did good. Okay, let's do more of that.
Yeah.
Or this or whatever.
It's like a strategy. There's no strategy here.
There's no strategy. But it's weird how, you know, that's almost like the best.
I agree. And so when we had the meet and greets and people were coming up and saying, like, we talked about this, how in the past, before the podcast, when we would do YouTube video, YouTube meetups, whether it's at like VidCon or Playlist Live or BeautyCon or like at the mall, people come up and are like, you're doing great. Like, just keep doing you. It was hard because we were ourselves on YouTube, but it's just, it's so edited and filtered and cut down and skewed and all these sorts of things. Whereas this is like a lot more raw and real. So when someone at the meet and greet would tell us, keep doing you, it hit so much harder because we are doing us fully now.
And that's what I was trying to even explain to my manager. I was like, they're so different than any other meetup. And it's funny because it's like maybe the same things were said to us, but knowing that we truly are being vulnerable and that's hard and like doing this. And some days there are times where we're nervous or we're anxious by what we said, or it's hard to tap into those emotions. And then having someone face to face with you, like almost in tears saying like, keep doing you, like this has helped me so much. I didn't know I needed this.
Yeah.
It's my therapy too. And here we are, like that was never our intentions. We truly thought we would sit down in this podcast when it first started and just make like a fun comedy lifestyle, girly, pretty basic, but like podcast. And here it is.
And then life hits you.
Exposing all our feelings for everything. And I think we've grown a lot. So it makes it so different when someone does come up and they're like, wow, you've changed my life. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
It's As opposed to
thank you for teaching me how to like make a canvas
DIY
for my
wreath.
Wall.
Yeah. It hits us differently because it's so weird. Even when people saying that they've been going through the exact same stuff some of us have gone through, it's so weird because you get chills because it's still so fresh for both of us. So when someone says that, you're almost in tears too because you feel for them, you know? And it's a weird connection.
There were some crazy stories. And I'm so glad we did these meet and greets in this tour because I never would have heard those things.
Oh, completely.
The girl with her mom in my cooking videos.
Oh, my God.
A girl told me, oh, my God, I don't want to. I feel like I'm going to cry if I talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. It was just very heartfelt. But you don't realize the impact.
No.
And we don't necessarily mean to make this impact.
Yeah.
So it's such – I think that makes it even better. And then I think something really interesting that I just thought about while you're talking was for so long on YouTube when we were trying to grow and like gain subscribers and like make the trendy videos, it was like – you wanted to be, quote unquote, relatable. We tried so hard to be relatable. Expectations versus reality. Like all these like fun, trendy videos of like working so hard to like, even like you creating like, both of us creating these like personas online of like, oh my God, well, I wear this and like the Starbucks thing. Like, oh my God, well, girls love Starbucks too. Like, I'm going to make this my thing. Like that's trying so hard to be relatable. And so that's what you used to get praised for. But like our whole group when making those videos, that's what you would get praised for. And then
it's funny because it's like, it's what's funny about the whole relatable thing is trying so hard to look like you're normal. Do you know what I mean? All of us were like trying so hard to look just like a normal person.
Yeah.
To be quote relatable.
Exactly.
But it was so cringe try hard.
Yeah.
But what's funny is, and I definitely dive into it in the live show that we're most likely putting up, so we won't talk too much about it, but it's so toxic. Like that whole So I'm so glad we're able to kind of come finally to this point.
Well, I think what's so crazy is in the meet and greet, so many girls came up and were like, thank you for talking about this because it's so relatable. Mm-hmm. And to me, the term relatable just took on a whole new definition.
Yeah. And it's not this bad thing that we used to try to force ourselves to be a year or two or 3 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
It's without trying this time and just rambling and saying struggles that you're having. Like, that's a connection you can make with someone.
I think that's the connection we were always trying to make, but we couldn't. We were trying so hard. And, like, being relatable is not something to fake.
Also, I just thought of this, too. It's, like, the relatable back then, I saw more as, like, a perfect that, like, doesn't get hate.
Oof.
Do you know what I mean? Oof. Where, like, this relatable is more of a, there's going to be hate because you're stating your opinion.
Not even opinion, like everything you're feeling.
Everything you're feeling.
Opening up, yeah.
So I think that's why that other relatable could never get so far, because it was very cookie cutter, like, oh, I want everyone to like me, very, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where this one, it's weird how, yeah, they definitely have a change for me too.
I think it's just a whole new definition of relatable, and one that I think before I'd be called quote unquote relatable and I'd be like, oh my God, yay. Like I'm getting what, like that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Whereas now when I'm in the meet and greets, when they're like, it's relatable, like the boy stuff, it's all like, I feel it for me. It's more of a thing on me now where I'm like, oh my God, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Because I talk about boy stuff, talk about all the stuff on here. And I'm like, I'm insane. Like I'm the only one who's doing this. I'm crazy.
It doesn't help when I'm next, like across from you. And you're like, anything new? And I'm like, nope.
Nope. I feel like I go home and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like certifiably insane. And then to have girls be like, oh my God, same thing happened to me with a guy. Da, 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 da. I'm like, girl, I feel like I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh my God. And even just, I would have loved to have something like this a few years ago, and just to hear someone openly talking about their struggles. Then when the moms would come up to us.
Oh, the moms.
I loved it too, because all the girls or guys, all the kids are usually like, mom, like, stop. Like, please don't stop. Talk. Like,
which is me to my mom.
Yeah, yeah. But it honestly meant so much. There was a handful that definitely like left an impact, and they would just come up in tears usually and just saying how like, thank you so much for what you're doing. And again, that hit different than it did a few years ago for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And just saying how, you know, my daughter has been struggling with this or with bullying, or
like, thank you for being role models to like being a good source of not entertainment, but like
something that they can watch and
that they approve of.
For me, that's something that I really, really, really wanted and needed from people a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that also came with being this like picture perfect idea of what's a good role model, where mm-hmm. it's like now, like still having parents tell me I'm a good role model when I have changed a lot over the years
mm-hmm.
means more, because it's like, wait, I can be myself and that's a role model.
Yeah, completely. Like, I feel that's so hard. You don't even know.
So when the parents came up and said that, I knew we were both feeling the same way, because it's just so crazy how it's like, wait, I don't have to try to be a role model. I can just be one by being myself.
Oh my God.
Like, and that's okay.
That just hit so hard for me.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, we had a conversation last night as we were like packing up our suitcases, and I was saying how before the meet and greet would happen before the shows, and so many moms would come up and say, you know, like, and that's something that we've gotten for so many years.
Well, and how many times have we almost been in tears too, so many times, just frustrated of this, like, we never asked to be a role model.
Yeah.
We just made videos because we wanted to, like,
yeah.
Just because I have an audience, like, where does that like power, like responsibility come in of like, well, you have an audience, you have to be a role model.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something we've struggled with too, where having this full circle moment of like, wait, like I can just be a role model by being myself.
I didn't think about it in that context at all. I think when the moms would come up to me or us before at the meet and greet, be like, thank you so much. Like my daughter's struggling with this and that and like all these things. I would just think like, oh my God, like I feel like me talking about boys and like my sex life and things like that, yeah, on like, here, oh my I'm God. Like, oh my God, like that's, I shouldn't be doing that. But also at the same time you pointed out to me, you're like, no, like, for like how many times I do talk about that, we do talk about more real things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, I never want to disappoint anyone or, I don't know, be a bad role model mm-hmm. to these younger kids that are listening. So to hear that, even especially after the shows, they come up after, that's when I was like, okay, so you sat through that and like, you're okay with this?
I know.
And then also like, I thought it was so crazy that aging up is hard on when you've been in the public eye for so
What's
long.
Weird is I feel like in some ways we've done it so effortlessly.
I don't know, man.
at least me. I feel like at one point I tried to make this transition and then I realized like, oh, it happened more like natural than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
But then in other ways, I feel like it wasn't that way.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
So
I think that, I mean, yeah, it didn't happen overnight. And like, I always think about it in terms of like, remember when Miley Cyrus was like Hannah Montana? Do you remember when she, well, not even that. Do you remember she did a party in the USA?
At, like, the stripper pole?
Yes, the pole. I remember being like,
I think it was 2007.
Oh my God. I was like, what is happening? Yeah. And then from there, then like Can't Be Tamed roll out and like all these sorts of things. But you know, like,
I bet her team was like, don't do it.
I was going to say, you know, so much like happened behind the scenes that we didn't even know about.
I don't care. I'm going to do it.
Or her team might have even been like, it's time. Let's just like let's full force go into this. So I think like when we did that yacht thing.
Oh my God. That was a big thing for us. And
at the end of November.
There were just some boomerangs of us just having fun. Literally, I think you were in the splits or something. And just so much hate of people being like, you've changed. You're a horrible role model.
You drink alcohol. I'm like, yes, I've been of age for 3 years
now.
But... And I like that was so crazy. But now if we did that, people would be like,
I had so much anxiety over that because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm being a bad role model, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then I just, there's so many times where you would text me or anyone and just be like, hey, like, I don't know. Like even then last summer, I feel like I was really just trying to like live for other people's approval. Mm-hmm. Even like my viewers and subscribers. And of course, like people change, even artists, like Taylor Swift's new album's coming out. And I'm sure a lot of people won't like it compared to old ones, but if they want to stay and listen to her new journey, they can do that.
Oh my God. I love Lauv right now. I'm literally obsessed with him. And he just released a new song and he's known for like, I like you. What is it? I like me better when I'm with you. Like cute, fun, poppy, like love music. And then he just dropped a single called Drugs on the Internet, which is like completely different. And then I saw he posted a story and all I had was text like, to all of you who said I've changed, please just go back and listen to my old music. I'm going to grow. And I was like, wow.
I got chills. I love that.
But like, that's so true. Like, and especially like music is timeless. So if someone who was like, mm-hmm. I liked him better before. Thank God it's on Spotify till the end of time. Go listen to that music. Then you can be stuck in that if you want.
And
if you want to listen to new stuff, just like this podcast, just like our old videos, if you want us to change, go watch our old videos. But I love that. I was laughing so hard because at every meet and greet, so many people bring us gifts, which thank you so much, and write us cards, and like, please don't ever feel like you need to do that. But we go back in the room after the green room and like go through all the bags and stuff. And I got so much Tito's.
I love as gifts that.
Versus like stuffed animals and like candy. And I thought it was hilarious because I actually literally didn't drink any of it. I'm so sorry to anyone who brought it to me, but like, I couldn't even take it home or anything. But to me, it was just like symbolism of like, people accept
they know
now
that that's like, something that you would love too.
That I love Tito's.
Yes.
They're like, that's my drink of choice. We got water, Crystal Light, and Tito's from a girl named Ari. Shout out, girl. And like, I just thought that was so funny that they know us. Oh my God. I was cringing so hard because we did
the
a BFF.
Show?
Yes.
A BFF very, quiz. The very first show. So all the shows we start out with a B. Oh, we didn't do a quiz today. Oh, well, oops.
It's okay. We've done too many in the past 4 days.
A game. So we always start out with a BFF quiz of like, how well do we know each other? Which I think we should add that in an episode soon. Because we changed the questions every single night, so we never knew what the questions were. Shout out TK, thank you so much for doing
the questions.
We answered
40 questions about each other.
Yeah, like random ones that some of them we did not know, some of them we did know. But it was funny because it was saying like, what are your guys's types in men, each other's types in men? And literally
it's dead silent, you guys, like we're thinking about each other's, and the crowd goes, literally like everybody in the crowd goes, over 6 feet. I was like, first of all, I'm love my impact. Second of all, I was like, oh my God, my parents are here. Like, this is so embarrassing. And then like another one was like, who's your favorite artist? But, and people were like, Childish Gambino.
There were so many times being on stage. Again, there was only four times, but so many moments throughout all four of those shows where we would forget that like they're sitting there listening.
They listen to
this. And it was so cool to like reference like an inside joke between us. For instance, I remember one. I was like, oh, sorry guys, I'm really rambling right now. Ramble. And then I was like, wait, ramble.
They get it.
And then they're all looking. They're like, yeah. Like, they get it. They and it know. Was so funny. Mm-hmm. So it was just so cool seeing, you know, that they all, or even when we would reference, when you referenced your friend about the guy on the roof.
Oh,
with
yeah,
the FaceTime.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't have to explain it. Like,
I was like, you guys remember
know.
The roof story? They're yeah. like, yeah. Like,
so that's so cool.
That's insane. I feel like that. Even right now, I'm not thinking about people like listening to
no.
this, but I'm guessing the a majority of the people that came to the shows are going to listen to this
right
episode.
Now. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Thank you for coming.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, hello. Also, it's been brought to our attention that we definitely need to do merch.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Guys.
You guys sold out the merch. That's crazy.
I'm shook.
I can't believe that.
We got to get on it, Rem.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, where's the merch?
I already texted my manager today.
We
I'm
gotta,
sure you
we'll
talked to your
with,
manager.
Yeah, we
we'll
got to come up with some designs.
It'll be good. Okay, guys. I have to tell you about my absolute favorite shoes in the entire world right now.
Rem, we all know your favorite shoes.
I love
shoes.
Them so much. They're called Rothy's. I've talked about them before.
Guys, she has been wearing them every single day. And every time she looks at me and like points her toe and is like, hey, I'm wearing my Rothy's.
I love them so much because they are insanely comfortable and machine washable. I love an all white shoe, but it gets so dirty. I don't know what I'm stepping in all the time, but they always get so dirty. So I just throw them in the washer and they're good to go.
And not only are they super, super cute, but guys, they're actually made from recycled water bottles. So they're sustainable, they're comfortable, and they're washable, like Rem said. It's crazy to me that they're literally made out of water bottles because they are so comfortable.
It's so weird,
it's
right?
It's crazy.
And they're really cute. Like, I don't understand, but I think it's the coolest thing ever.
Because you can wear it with, like, yoga pants, or you could even wear it with a skirt and dress, like you did that sundress other day. So cute.
She noticed. Thank you.
So go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com/basic to get your new favorite flats.
Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes that you guys have been waiting for. Head to Rothy's.com/basic today.
Check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothy's.com/basic.
Well, I think that's a wrap up of the shows. Do you have any updates on your life that you'd like to update me on? What's happened since then?
Here's my issue.
I'm sorry. That was like sonar just now. Dolphins are like flipping in the ocean.
Side note, that's a saying that Remy says all the time, if you guys have probably noticed.
I had no idea.
I have a predicament. Not a predicament. Something just hit, like a wall hit me today.
Okay.
And everyone asks... I'm not kidding. I talked to Taylor about this. I talked to Ashley about this. I talked to my nutritionist about this. And it's funny because everyone asks us for how to do this.
Oh.
How does one find balance? I'm truly struggling with this today.
Okay.
Everything in my life has always had slots. And for whatever reason, I've always been an all or nothing person. And right now I'm struggling because even in the past, either my YouTube channel is doing well, my Instagram's killing it. Oh, but vlogs are on the back burner. Or let's mix those up. Vlogs are killing it every single day for 2 weeks. Fitness is really killing it. Oh, but my main channel is like, I'm skipping weeks. Yes. Like, it's always something in my life that is off the deep end.
May I interject?
Please.
I think it's because you also are wearing 50 different hats and there's only 24 hours in a day.
And this is where I'm struggling because I feel like I had it down so much. And then today I'm sitting here and I feel like I'm kind of, with the whole fitness thing, I feel like I'm kind of in like round two of it all. Because it's like the first round kind of happened, killed that. Like now I'm kind of like readjusting some things. I feel like with my channel, I'm also trying to like reevaluate some things because I miss vlogging. I haven't vlogged in so long. Why have I not vlogged in so long? And I think a huge part of it is I still was using like kind of the format in my head of how I used to vlog, but I've changed so much since then. Mm. I'm not just like, hi, good morning, I'm Alicia with my coffee. Let's go to Target. Like, that's not my life anymore.
There's been so many times I want to change my format, but I feel like I'm stuck. I fully understand that.
Okay, let's talk about it. There was a time where I like forced myself to go to Target where like when I think of myself back in my apartment, that's just all I did. Like, I would have my coffee, I would go to Target. Like, that was my life.
I literally had, I forgot about this, but like years ago when I lived in Riverside, all I would do was go specifically to Target.
No,
and then
fun.
When I stopped going to Target, people would be like, where's the Target vlogs? Like, why aren't you going? Yeah. I was like, I just don't go to Target anymore.
No, that was truly my life. And then this whole shift happened to where like, I'm so busy, like we're so busy. I feel like half of my day I'm like, most of the day I'm working, I'm like fitting in fitness, blah blah blah. So I feel like now with my vlogs, I need to just have a fresh slate with it and realize I'm no longer that Alicia anymore, and I just need to like figure out how it fits. And it's okay to show my real life. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh my god, yeah.
Where it's, I don't know. Like, so that's one, and that's just vlogs. That's just my vlog channel. So on top of that too, with fitness, like it's like that was my number one priority for the past 5 months, basically. Like that's been number one. But now I'm like, okay, does that go to number two or three? And does my main channel hit go up to one? Or how does my main channel, pretty basic, fitness, vlog channel, and what am I missing?
Just personal life.
Social life. Because yeah. I used to never have a social life. How can all of those be my number one priority?
Well, they can't.
Well, they can with balance, but I don't get how one balances.
It doesn't need to be like you set it and like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like, and this is like how it's going to be for, you know, the next period of time. Like, maybe one day main channel comes first, maybe next day on a weekend social life comes first. Like, you, that itself is the balance of like the five not being, I think even the idea of you having the five, figuring it out, labeling it, setting it, is what stresses you out the most.
It just, so before, what I would let myself kill two and let one be on the back burner. And right now I know that there's a, I know right now I'm needing to learn balance, because that was one of my words for 2019. That was the main one. And I just feel like I'm kind of in a new season right now where I'm like, okay, how do I do this?
Think about it this way too. Like, before you had shifted into this new way of normalcy and like this like normal pattern, but getting into that, there was, I'm sure, some sort of like ups and downs too. Mm-hmm. So right now you're just in that like growth season, mm-hmm. and then you're going to hit that new normal again, and it's going to be completely different. And in this like growth season, you can figure out like, what's your new vlog format? What are you going to do with your main channel? Social life might go back on the back burner. And that's totally fine.
It's fine. It's just so hard when I had no social life and then I finally had a social life to be like, oh, like, I don't know. So that's where I am right now. I feel like the next like week or so, and granted, we have been traveling a crazy amount of time the past month, and that will stop, but not for another like 2-3 weeks.
We're gonna party for a little bit. We'll be back. But yeah.
So yeah, it's so funny because so many people would ask us that, like, how do you balance everything? And it was such an easy answer for me to give. And now I feel like I'm at a weird, I don't know. It was just a weird day today.
I think that just proves that you're a normal human being though.
I guess.
I think
that was a moment after the show last night, talking about like that line of like character and blah, blah, blah. Like, mm-hmm. today I was talking to Taylor and we were just like brainstorming stuff. But I was like, I think that's why I haven't been vlogging, mm-hmm. because like it feels forced. Or even last night when I was watching your vlogs, mm-hmm. and you're like, wow, like, even though I wasn't being fake, like, now watching it, it feels almost fakeish. And that was only a year ago. And that clicked for me. And I was thinking how, wow.
Really?
Yeah, for me. Because I realized, wait, I think that's why it's so hard for me. And I know both of us, it's hard. We never want to be fake in any way. Like, that's such a main core of us. Mm-hmm. So I think it almost makes this tension of when I'm whipping out the vlog camera.
It's like a push and a pull with yourself.
Yeah.
Inner turmoil. Yeah, no, I get it. I fully get it. But I do like that you're not vlogging unless you want to vlog.
Mm-hmm. But I think I do that, miss it so much.
I know you miss it, but you'll vlog. I think that makes like when the vlog comes out so much more special, because you genuinely wanted to do it, mm-hmm. versus like being forced to do it, yeah. for a brand, or just because you, yeah. feel like people are like, where's the vlog?
You're, yeah, like, or Vlogmas, where it's like every single day.
Oh, God.
I have to.
I'm not even going to talk about Vlogmas. But yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good. I think that's good, though. I think that you are in a growth season. And
like
it might be a long time. I hate to break it to you.
I don't like it.
I know. But, like, it'll naturally happen, and it'll fall into place, and you'll understand.
I think my biggest thing is, I know I'm a perfectionist, and not being number one in all of those things, like, I'm just going to have to be okay with that.
It's not physically possible. It literally is not.
It is for maybe 2 weeks, and then it's not.
No, it's not, because you won't come out with me to Bungalow on the weekends when you're working on
exactly.
your videos.
I'm going
to
start saying no.
Social life goes on the back burner. That's fine. I need to stop anyways, too. Actually, I have stopped, but that's a good moment. Was that a moment?
Just not a moment. I'm just pissed
just
off.
Just a breakdown. She's pouting right now.
No, I really, like, I'm like, ugh, like, it bothers me. But growth is painful.
It is. Oh, my God. Do you remember growing pains when you were a kid? My shins would hurt so bad.
I never really had them.
Oh, my God. I was just stretched every which way. I kid you not. I was in so much pain growing up.
Oh, my God.
And okay. I'm only 5'3". Like, I didn't have much to grow. Are you kidding me?
That's the irony in
it. Yeah. I would be in so much physical pain as a kid. Okay. I have some updates for you.
I was going to say, you had a moment.
Too. I had some moments, but more so. I have a really, you know, I have three moments. I'm going to wrap them up really quickly. Two of which happened today. One is an update. I went on a date the other night. And I'm not going to talk about the actual date because I see this maybe going somewhere. So I'm not going to mess it up. But I had the guy was like, oh, okay, like, let's go out. I'm going to pick where we go. I was like, cool, whatever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You guys, you're going to.
This is crazy.
You guys are not ready. Are you ready?
This is weird.
This is the universe, like,
this is
slapping me in the face.
This is crazier than the thank you next moment with.
Oh, fully. The thank you next moment to me was just like, oh my God, I love you. I follow you on Instagram. This is a true universe moment. So this guy, actually from Hinge, shout out Hinge, please keep sponsoring us. So he asks me out on a date and he's like, I like him because he like really takes charge. He's like, let's do this. I'm going to take you here. I'm like, cool, whatever. So he's like, let's go get a drink. I'll pick a place. I'll let you know. It's like, cool, whatever. a couple days later, he's like, hey, I thought of a place. Why don't we go to EP and LP? Which, if we revert back, maybe, Kevin, you could even throw in a little edit, a little
snippet.
So he asked me to EP and LP, which is this really bougie rooftop bar area in WeHo. Which
food is so, the fried
girl
rice.
Loves WeHo.
We love the fried rice.
Oh, we do love, yes, so absolutely. Episode 3, when I went on the date with Turtle Dude, we also went to EP and LP. So I was like already like, okay, whatever. So I was like, yeah, I'll meet you there, whatever. So I'm running like a little late. And I texted and I was like 15 minutes late, but then I ended up only being 10 minutes late. So I got there a little early. So I like go up and I remember for the Turtle Dude date, I remember I got in the elevator and I was giving myself a pep talk. Remember I like looked in the mirror. Mm-hmm. So I was like fully ready to like take a selfie in the mirror, like, and send it to you. I got this. But then I started walking upstairs and I like was looking for the elevator, but I got to the top. So I like completely missed it, which I think is like, I don't know. I thought that was cool for myself that I like a sign. Anyways, get out of the elevator. I turn to the right. Our agent's up there.
Love that.
Love that. And he's like talking to me and he's like, what are you doing here? I was like telling him. He said, after like 5 minutes of talking to Greg, he's like chatting me up. I was like, hold on. I have to be alone. Goodbye. And I literally just like walk away.
It's such a you thing to just be like, okay, bye.
I needed to go. I needed to look alone. I couldn't look like I'm like chatting with people. Can't look like I have like, I was fully expecting her to be there in a wig again. So I'm like waiting. Keep in mind, I have not been to EP and LP in 6 months now.
Since that
date with Turtle Dude. And so I am like walking around, I'm like looking, and I remember with Turtle Dude, it was like people like parted and he was like standing at a table by himself.
Yeah, it was a movie moment.
It was a movie moment. Had the moment again, but this time it like cleared and there's only one table open and it is the table.
Of course.
I kid you not. It is the only table open.
And so there's a lot of tables.
There's a lot of tables. Lots of people at the bar. Like I was looking for room at the bar.
And there's only two of you. Like there's, yeah.
It was... it was so weird. And then I sat down at the table. He ended up coming. And then we got drinks. I did my whole make him drink it again because, you know, whatever. Can't die. So then we sit back at the table again. It's like the only place open. And so and the date went like super well. He's really cool. But more than that, what's so crazy is like when I was just sitting there, especially when I was just like waiting for him to show up, I had this like flashback moment to where I was 6 months ago as a person. Mm. And I'm really proud of myself.
Did you have blonde hair then?
Oof.
Was it dark yet?
No, I think I just dyed it like brown, like brownish. Mm-hmm. Not like black, but like brown. Sorry. And then, I don't know, it was just crazy. Like when I was talking to him, like it ended up being the best date I've been on for sure.
Oh, love that.
Because I like him a lot as a person. And I'm not going to mess it up, so I'm going to keep my mouth short right now. But what I liked is that I felt like with the Turtle Dude guy, still really nice, still cool, but I was just looking for validation so much at that time and I didn't even know it and ended up like making some mistakes that now 6 months later I've grown so much as a person that I don't need that validation because I can give it to myself. So I just truly enjoyed like being with a cool person and like getting to know them, and I didn't need anything from them other than just like to find a connection.
Yeah.
So and like it was so weird being in the exact same spot.
Were you sitting in the exact
same spot? I sat in the exact same chair. I made sure
you're
to
like,
sit in the chair.
I'm sitting over here.
I was like, I'm gonna be right here. And
oh my God.
It was just such a cool moment for me. And
you should make it a thing where that's just where all your dates are and you always, like, it's almost like an interview process. You
I could can't picture,
imagine if, like, it was being filmed and every single time you're, like, it's just stop motion. Like, you're in the same spot, like a time lapse.
They have no idea.
They have no idea. That could be funny.
That is such a universe thing, though. Same.
Yeah, six months later.
I didn't suggest it.
Oh, my God. Well, 6 months later was PB starting, too. And that was what we talked about.
It was,
is
like,
how so much can change in 6 months.
6 months, yeah.
Or how much things could not change in 6 months. Like, it's so weird.
I truly think that was the universe throwing that in my face. That was one update for you. Second, which I love that I'm keeping this to myself right now.
Well, you
so
are,
not like
but
me.
You are.
Oh, shoot. Am I not? This is, for me, this is a lot.
No, it's just, like, we forget that. I think we average, what, 700,000 downloads per episode? Like, people, it's out there.
Well, he knows. He's fine. So I thought that's all that matters.
But it's yeah, we're not, yeah.
Wait, did I just expose a lot? Was that a lot?
No, it's just funny because it's like, oh, I'm not going to say anything. And then like you say everything.
Damn it. Okay. Anyways, two things I noticed today. One, these are like just open conversations and like literally just moments I had. I haven't fully come to a conclusion yet. Will I ever? We don't know. First off, I was getting in my elevator post, like coming home from the show. And this dude who works in my building walked by. And I haven't seen him in so long. And I haven't seen him in, like, honestly, like, a year. I honestly forgot he even existed. But he's cool, whatever. I always would see him with one of my old friends who I'm not friends with anymore. And we always had this like running joke about him, like an inside joke thing. And I haven't seen him since the last time I saw that person. And so I saw him and it was this like crazy moment of like, oh my God. I had this like weird moment where I knew it already, but like it really solidified it of like seeing him made me realize, which again, I already knew this, but like, I don't know, like I'll never have that joke with that person again. Like I'm never going to make that joke with that person again. Like the last time I saw that person is probably the last time I'm ever going to see them in my life. And we talked about this with our tour manager when we were on doing little shows this weekend, but it's crazy how like sometimes you know when like that's the last time you're going to see that person and sometimes you don't.
Well, what's crazy, I'm sure everyone has come to a point where you look back and you think, wow, I had no idea that would be the last time I'd see them.
Yeah.
Whoever that is.
Yeah.
Whether it's a friend or someone you're dating. It's kind of eerie.
It's super, I don't know, just seeing that one dude and like, he just like walked by me as the elevator was closing. I was like, oh my God. Like I forgot he existed.
Like your initial instinct was about the inside joke. And then your second instinct was like, oh wait, oh my God, that's not our joke anymore. And then like, oh shoot, they're not in my life anymore.
And it's so crazy. I was like, I just saw that guy. And like the last time I saw him, I never thought like it was the last time I was going to see him or anything. But just like
or the last time you said that joke.
Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
The last time you said that joke.
Yeah.
It's life's weird.
Yeah, that hit me. And then another thing, I had like a personal moment today where I realized that I know I have a really hard time of letting go of people, whether they've wronged me or like we just have like a weird breakup sort of thing. Like I have a really hard time letting go, and I've realized it's because I have to like make sense of everything. I don't know. I realized also I'm a person who asks a lot of questions for like anything, whether even back in school, I'd always just ask a lot of questions because I like to like fully know the details of everything. And I think, I don't think it's a strength or weakness in a person, but I've just realized it makes it harder for me to let go of people because when things don't make sense to me, I have to figure it out in my own way for me to fully let go of someone. I've like fully come up with the reason as to why. And I think that's why in a lot of situations, I'm always like, where did I go wrong? What did I do? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me is a really big one for me. And I think it does stem from my own insecurities. I was thinking all about this while driving here. I think it's like not knowing fully who I am. So it can't be like, they messed up. It's like, okay, well, what did I do?
Well,
it's
also, turning it on me. Also going back to the whole role model thing we were talking about earlier is like, if it's in you to want to please people, when it's like, what's wrong with me? It's almost like, why don't you like me so I can fix that?
That's exactly how I live my life with everything. I think it's also my too.
But also, yes. But also too, with any characteristic or personality trait or something, there's pros and cons to both. Yeah. For instance, me overthinking everything in life, it actually works out really great when it comes to very monotonous, like tiny details to things, because it makes me overthink and I think of
meticulous.
Sorry. Yeah. It makes me think of like things that most people overlook. And a lot of times, specifically in work, it can help a lot. However, in personal life, when I'm thinking about things and it's like my insecurities and stuff, and then it can cause a lot of anxiety. So there's like, I think there's just pros and cons to every single thing.
Yeah, I feel like me caring about people so much, it's like great because people feel cared for, but then unintentionally when I'm not cared for in the same way back, it's like setting myself up to be sad, which is a weird
But then you have those, it's so weird because when you look at some of our other friends who are just so like, oh, well, you're lost, bye. I'm like, how do you do that?
That's how I want to be.
Yeah.
But, and I don't, honestly, I don't think I will ever be that.
No.
Because that's not me as a
person. That's not you, and that's not me. But also, those people will probably say that they struggle with that too in a different way. And it's so easy just to be like, wow, like, how do you do that? How do you not care? Like, I will always care because I just care that way.
Oh, people that have like, that I don't talk, even that person I talked about earlier, like I will always care for them. Always.
And that I personally think that you should, you know, if.
I think it'd be sad
if you had if you had a real friendship, it's weird not to care.
Yeah.
No matter how wrong someone's wronged you, like if you once had love for someone, it's like.
Also, I think relationship, platonic wise, whatever, like you did. You got to know that person so well, obviously, enough to stay, and you saw traits in them enough to stay at some point, that even if they wrong you or it just doesn't work out, you still know that that core is there.
Yeah, and I think that's why people should be easy on themselves for being like, why do I still care about them? You know, like, they were like this. It's like, why should I still care? It's like, no, because you did at one point. It means you actually, like, cared. And like, I would rather care than not care.
Yeah.
You know?
She tells me that all the time.
I was being vague, but whatever.
Oops. Well, yeah, that was my, and that's like, again, I literally thought about that on the way here. And I think that's really me looking inward and being like, why do I care still about things? Mm-hmm. And then I've realized it's because I need to like piece together. I think I'm trying to find closure for myself in situations mm-hmm. because I truly think we've talked about this. Like you can only give yourself that closure. So by me learning that that's how I function and that's how I deal with things, that is helping myself get closure.
Oh my God, completely.
Woo! Wow, we've made a lot of progress in a week.
Guys, this is literally 2 weeks.
Yeah. We leave for Coachella, like, oh my God, literally, I've had so much fun.
We go to New York tomorrow for a week, so I'm sure we'll have some good stories after that.
Guys, tomorrow is the New York, the annual New York trip that we always reference.
Creator Summit New York trip. We leave tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Which means we have to get there at 4. What time are you leaving at?
Oh, I'm probably not going to sleep tonight.
I wasn't going
to
either.
I have so much editing to do.
Oh, maybe I'll come over. We can have a sleepover.
I'm down.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. That was our little side planning. But.
But yeah. So there will be stories. Iconic trip.
Well, what's crazy is like we go to Summit, which is like the YouTube conference kind of thing for the first 3 days. But then we talked about this, how last year I was going to do like this Eat, Pray, Love thing. And then I got scared by myself. And you and I were just becoming friends. I was like, hey, want to join my solo trip? And you were like, down. I was like, sure. Wow, that's so cool.
The first time of me being a down bitch.
You were a down bitch.
You were like, wait, really? And I was like, yeah, I just
booked
it.
Not the first time, the second time. First time, we'll talk about another episode. She ended up staying, like, we booked a room.
And we
this bitch made me get the penthouse suite at the hotel.
I just like balconies, okay?
I don't. I'm scared of heights. But we made sure to get the exact same room again.
No. You did that on your own. I didn't even ask. Like, she literally tells me, oh, I called and I like, I'm really hoping we can get the same exact room they said we should be able to. And I was like, wait, you didn't even, what?
Now I'm excited.
I'm excited to have my coffee on the balcony. They'll see the Snapchats and they'll know that that was all you.
Oh my God, I can't wait. The next episode we should record, well, when we do record, we should compare like the first trip to now.
I'm so down.
It'd be so good. Remember when I went for my walk and then and you were working and I came back and like, oh my God, so good. Yeah, well, we'll do the two. But
anyways,
thanks for listening to our update. Thank you guys if you came to the live shows.
Yeah, seriously.
I think that it actually like changed our lives
a lot. Oh, for sure.
So thank you guys. We love you. Thank you for supporting Pretty Basic and us. And keep listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play,
wherever you listen to your podcast. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
You'll hear us next week.
You'll hear us next
week. Love you. Bye.
Bye.